Boom! What is up? Welcome back to another episode of the FPL Draft Duo podcast. We are live from Ireland. I have made it home. Apologies if I wasn't as active last week. We couldn't get a podcast in last week between midweek games and flying home and so on and so forth, but we are back and hopefully we are getting W's. I'm going to switch it up slightly this week. I'm going to start with the waivers. Because we've got so many questions in, I think it's going to be good to start with the waivers, get the lay of the land, and see what players are good picks, and then also use the questions to help rank them. So I'm going to start with the waivers, but before that, we need to go over the double game week fixtures. I think the overriding idea I'm trying to get through here is that don't go balls out. There's a couple of teams that, yes, you can target, but I think going over the top for game week 34 especially mightn't be the best thing. We only have a couple of game weeks left. Therefore, you know, if you pick someone up good on the waiver this week, that might be good until the end of the season. That might be a better pick than just going for a double game week 34 player that might get you 2 more points. Just as a reminder, double game week 34, Liverpool play Everton and Fulham. Now, I'm going to reference it, I suppose, when I go through these game weeks, but who can you guarantee will play both games? And as I said, this is the idea I'm trying to get through first and foremost. Who out of, let's say, the attacking options that you're going to be going for are definitely going to start Everton and Fulham? We have Jota coming back, Luis Diaz, Gakpo, Nunez, all the strike force, even the midfield. I have McAllister written down here as a solid pick for that game week, but I'm nearly sure he'd get to 90 minutes, but it's not 100% guaranteed. You know, they have the likes of Gravenberch and Elliot. They are probably going to be going for Europa League as well. So I can't guarantee that all of those players are definitely going to start. So there's no point going balls out to get one of, let's say, an Elliot, or even going all out to get a Luis Diaz, who still is going to be a fantastic pick for that game week 34, because even him, he mightn't even start for the 2 game weeks. Arsenal play Wolves and Chelsea. Again, who can you guarantee? Maybe Rice. Even the attackers like Trossard and Martinelli, we're going to talk about them. They're, even if you got your hands on one of them, not guaranteed. Saka, I suppose, is the only one. Crystal Palace play West Ham and Newcastle. Everton play Forest and Liverpool, Bournemouth play Villa and Wolves play Arsenal and Bournemouth, and finally, Sheffield play Burnley and United. So even there, among those game week 34 teams, there's a couple of weaker teams that, well, do you really want them for the run-in? I think understanding what teams have good fixtures before and after will help us pick out good players from this double game week 34. Everton aren't the worst side to target because they do play Chelsea this week, but then they play Forest and Liverpool in the double. Again, that's just like them extra 2 points that you might want to get. But then they play Brentford, Luton and Sheffield after that. So they're kind of sustainable. You could get one of those players, get a 34 game week player in and keep them long term. Bournemouth play Villa and Wolves. That could go any way. There's a lot of rotation, couple of injuries for Bournemouth. Wolves, Arsenal and Bournemouth, so maybe you're just getting them extra points from the Arsenal fixture. Now, we have a couple of Wolves suggestions in the waivers, stay tuned. And then finally, Sheffield, who I remember looking at a couple of weeks ago and said, nah, don't go for any of these players. But when we look at their fixtures now, Brentford this week, Burnley United, Newcastle, Forest, Everton, not the worst. So there will be a couple of those players in the waiver as well. I think looking at 37 might be a bit more, I know it's well down the line, but it kind of makes us more look more long-term and look at decent options overall rather than looking at just 34 isolated. We have Chelsea, Spurs, City, Brighton, Newcastle and United all doubling in 34. So we're going to look at a couple of those options as we talk through the waivers. And I suppose look at the options that aren't there. Even just straight away looking at Chelsea, name me a Chelsea player apart from Palmer and Gallagher that you can guarantee, even Jackson nowadays actually, you can guarantee will start up until then. and for those doubles. Very, very hard to come by. So a lot of these teams that I've just mentioned, their teams will be very, very different come game week 37. But the run-in until 37, a couple of them have some nice fixtures. So I'm going to go on to the waiver section and I'm going to look at a couple of those players that I've mentioned in both those double game weeks that have nice fixture runs and are hopefully likely to start one, if not two, of those double game weeks. Starting off with our goalkeepers, we have our Henderson pick that has been there the last couple of weeks. He has a double game week in 34, West Ham and Newcastle. Probably one player that will start both. Johnson's injury looks like it could be longer term, so Henderson is our goalkeeper pick. Alisson is back, just in case somehow he was dropped for Kelleher, whatever happened in a league. Alisson is back. Don't know if he's going to start the next game, but I expect him to start the double Everton and Fulham. He's one of those that they need him back. I think Kelleher has been slightly dodgy. I just think that once he's fit, he will play. Probably could play this week, but I think at that double, he's definitely going to play both games. I think it's going to be similar for Ederson. Ederson might be eased back in through Luton, and they'll want him for the Champions League. So both them big keepers that we usually say avoid in draft night are back and probably will start most games until the end of the season. Coming on to our defender section, where we always have a lot more options, we have some very good ones going forward. Aiton Ora, we've talked about him so much. He's probably not an option anymore taken in majority of leagues. What a baller. He was so out of position the last day. He's playing like in the attacking triangle for that like 5-2-3 that they've played before. Unbelievable asset. Now, there was a niggle, but apparently he will be okay for the weekend. So don't get too worried if you do own him. If you can't get him, Semedo is his counterpart. I know he's not as out of position, but still definitely worth a pick up. I have him myself. And yeah, if I didn't have him, I'd probably still go for him. Dawson should be back, fit, and ready to start. So could be a nice little inclusion there. Bullet header incoming, you never know. They play Forest, Arsenal, Bournemouth in the double, Luton, and then Man City. So they're one of the teams that it makes sense going for them players with the 34 double game week. Even if they play Arsenal, and Arsenal one of the best defences in the league, and just take it as they play Bournemouth, and then whatever points they get against Arsenal, if they get any at all, is a bonus. But if you look at them in terms of three fixtures in a row, Forest, Bournemouth, Luton, you can't get much more. Another player, mentioned many, many times also, is Reguilon. 9-pointer the last day, also came off with a niggle, but should be okay. I think he's going to be a fantastic pick till the end of the season. Here's one where we talk about where it's like, who cares about doubles? Playing unbelievable at that wing back. And there was question marks whether he would play a wing back or they would change the system. Now, Tony didn't start. Therefore, that leaves us open to suggestions that there's still possibility that if Wissam, Bwemo and Tony start, that it could change. But I think it's worth the risk. I think even Roslev is worth the risk because they're both playing very, very well. They play Sheffield, Luton, Everton, Fulham, Bournemouth, Newcastle. So again, take doubles out of it. Who cares? If you have a very, very attacking wing back, especially Reguilon, for those fixtures, you know, it's in hindsight, when you go past a double game week fixture and you see, oh, yeah, they played Arsenal in that double game week, they got an extra point or two, you're going to be kicking you didn't pick Reguilon. So for a player like this, with fixtures like this, playing the way they are, I know they're conceding, but they are going all out attack. I think it's hard to pass up. One of the top players that I'd be looking at from now to the end of the season is Dalot. Absolutely nailed for United, one of Ten Hag's favourite player, and playing probably the only player that's playing very good football under him. Great for bonus point also. Gets far up the pitch, has attack and threat. They play Bournemouth, Sheffield, Burnley, Palace, Arsenal, Newcastle and Brighton. They also have Arsenal, Newcastle in that double 37. He's one that I can see being nailed down till the end of the season. So you get four very good fixtures beforehand. Bournemouth, Sheffield, Burnley, Palace. Arsenal, Newcastle is a double. Whatever happens, happens. And then Brighton to finish off. So I would be having Dalot as my number one pick. Now, if you can't get him, hopefully Maguire will actually stay nailed down. Hopefully, I mean, from an FPL perspective. Varane, Martinez just keep coming back with injuries. So I think Maguire is second most nailed as a United defender. In terms of attackers, obviously trading for Bruno would be great. Hoyland, I think, as a striker would be a fantastic pick from now until the end of the season, whether that's draft or whether that's normal fantasy. Rest, yeah, Rashford, how much are you going to give for him? His value is probably still inflated. Garnacho, absolute baller, if you could get your hands on him, would be unreal. My punts for this week in defenders is Rico Lewis. I do expect Rico Lewis to start. I know that's one of the questions. I know it's very hard to predict, but I think with just the injuries, the defensive injuries, Lewis has started the last two games, played 90 minutes in both. And I just think he does. I think with Real and all the fixtures coming up, I think Lewis gets the start this weekend. 1 week punt against Luton. Luton still can score. But, you know, if you have a Man City defender against Luton, you can't really say no. Does have some attack and threat also. The second punt is Ashley Young. Started the last two games right wing for Everton, getting very advanced. He plays Chelsea this weekend. I know it's not amazing, but they have conceded. But they play that double, Forest and Liverpool. Then they play Brentford, Luton and Sheffield. So might be a bit of a push because he mightn't still be in the team at right wing. I know Jack Harrison, great player. In terms of football ability, I'd always have Jack Harrison at right wing. But yeah, a little punt. You never know if you wanted someone that might be out of position come them game weeks. Young might be that man. On to our midfield waiver suggestions and just a couple of notes. Olise is back, played 16 minutes. Giotta is back in training. Don't expect him to start, but I think he gets one start in the double. That's my estimation. And there's going to be a rotation. I don't know how hot I'd be on Giotta. I'd probably pick him up in my own league, but I think it could be detrimental if he only starts every one in two games and comes on. I don't know why I'm just not hot on Giotta. I think it's because Luis Diaz has been playing so well. Nunez is so important. Yes, Giotta goes in unbelievable spells. I'm just a bit hesitant. If we're looking at players that we can pick up that I'm not too hesitant on, Doucouré. How could I not be hesitant on Doucouré but hesitant on Giotta? The likes of Doucouré, McNeil. I'm picking them players. I've said them a million times before, but I'm saying it because they are one of those teams that has a double and decent fixtures in between. So I'd definitely be going McNeil higher over Doucouré. But yeah, they are good players. Them Everton fixtures, as I said, Chelsea this week. Not too bad, but concede. Forest, Liverpool, Brentford, Luton, Sheffield. So that's someone that if you want to, you know, shore up a spot and just put a player in and then be looking to waiver out someone else. If you have two waiver spots to fill up, that can kind of fix a hole, cover one hole while you fix another one. Murphy has started the last five games for Newcastle, and I expect him to continue. Barnes still didn't start, and I just think that he's not going to play Barnes out of position. And Almiron's injured. There's so many Newcastle injuries. It's crazy. I saw a stat about Eddie Howe, and he had a lot of injuries at Bournemouth as well. I don't know if that's to do with staffing, but Murphy is the preferred right wing. And if he continues right wing, Newcastle have some serious fixtures from now until the end of the season. They're one of those teams that doubles are worth investing in. They play Spurs this weekend, Palace, Sheffield, Burnley, Brighton, United and Brentford. So you could have one of those players, a Newcastle player that hopefully will get nailed down. Even the likes of Bruno G, I know he has on some yellow cards, but if you have the likes of Gordon and Isaac, you're in a great position. You can't really pick out, only maybe Longstaff. You can't really pick out too many other players that are going to be nailed down for the rest of the season. If Murphy nails down a right wing position, that may be a lovely pickup from now until the end of the season. Jensen and Janelt, they're two safe picks based on fixtures. Sometimes it can be you know, enjoyable. You're looking at all the green fixtures. Sometimes you can get to the end of it and you say, I shouldn't have went on fixtures. Their XG aren't great, but they are nailed down in a team that has some good fixtures. So if you want to play it safe, Brentford, as I said, they have some decent fixtures. Let me just get them up there. Brentford, where are we? Sheffield, Luton, Everton, Fulham, Bournemouth, Newcastle. Very, very good fixtures. Are you going to just take the chance and just leave, let's say, Jensen on dead balls there? Janelt hopefully gets a goal. If you got two goals, would that be good enough? I think they're the safe, easy options based on fixtures. More exciting, and I never thought I'd say it, are Hamer, or however you want to say it, and Diaz of Sheffield. I was looking at this, I remember a while ago when I said don't pick Sheffield players, and I was looking at Hamer, and I was like, you know what, his stats aren't bad, like he could line up, but I'm never going to suggest a Sheffield player. I usually do it, just skip over Sheffield players when I go onto the FPL draft, but I think he's got 3 returns in 3. Can't be overlooked now. They play Brentford, who we've seen can see 3 goals last week. They play Burnley and United in the double. Newcastle, Forest, Everton. All those teams are susceptible to conceding. So I'd probably put down Diaz over Hamer, even though he's been more consistent. Diaz has got that haul, I think 18-point haul a couple of weeks ago. I wouldn't mind one or two of those in my team and leave them and let them sit. High potential. What I'd be worried about is that Sheffield are relegated. Maybe these boys are trying to get new teams. I know Diaz is only new, but maybe they're trying to get new contracts, something else, and they have a lot to play for personally. So both of them actually aren't bad picks at all. My punts for midfielders this week. Doku. I think Doku gets the start. Grealish has played 90 minutes in the last 2 Premier League games and 90 minutes in the Champions League. I cannot see Jack Grealish getting 490 minutes in a row. It doesn't happen. So I think Doku does play against Luton. Hopefully he can produce that Bournemouth form that he showed at the start of the season. He's only got 1 return since, and it was actually 2 weeks ago. So maybe he's back. Maybe. Nciso started for Brighton. Had a very, very good shot that, you know, other days it was a top corner. Absolute worldie, and we'd be talking about him. He is back. Unbelievable. I'd still be slightly hesitant. That's why he's a punt. He's still coming back from injury, and Brighton are getting a lot of players. João Pedro. Fatty is back from injury. So there is a lot of players back from injury. I still think that if all players are fit, that he should be in the team. That he's good enough to be in the team. I'd just be hesitant with his minutes, especially coming back from injury. So, yeah, if you think that Nciso is going to be a decent pick, maybe put him on your bench and see how he goes. You probably could wait one more week for him to be taken off the waivers, especially with double game weeks coming up. And on to our forward suggestions. Cunha is back. So Cunha, I think, should start. I bought Cunha in normal fantasy 2 weeks ago, and he didn't start either week. Sold Watkins. Was going to go Isaac, was going to go Nunez. And I thought, oh, I'm sick of... I'm at like 400k. I'm sick of being in and around here. I want to make a push. And Cunha didn't start either week. So hopefully Cunha starts and bangs this week. Or else I'm going to just delete my account. Semenyo is back. Should be back from injury this week. So if he was dropped off on your waivers, I definitely think he's worth a pick up. I expect him to have a very, very good end of the season. But players that are probably more likely to actually be on the waiver, as I said, João Pedro. João Pedro back with a lot of other Brighton assets back, which I actually think enhances his chances of scoring. I'd just be slightly weary over the rotation. But if I saw him on my waiver, more than likely you're going to have someone that you can swap for him. And then DCL, 2 goals in 2. I think they want to have DCL as the preferred striker. He just hasn't shown the form so far this year, but with 2 goals in 2, I know one was a pin, so you know, they all count, I suppose. They all count. I think they want to keep him as the main striker. So I would be back in DCL to keep that starting space for Everton, even though he's been rotated heavily in the last while. If you're looking at his minutes, game week, let's say 25 from there. 90, 67, 16, 29-90, 29-82. But them two goals in his last two games, I think will, you know, solidify him. Solidify his place in the team. So if DCL's on that waiver, I know he hasn't been a great option so far this year. Hopefully it can turn around for him and he plays in that double game week. So I'm going to go on to my question section of the podcast. And with all that information, I'm going to rattle out a few questions. Who to target for Man City? The Man City-Luton game. As I said, I think Rico Lewis gets the start. I think Alvarez starts. I think Doku starts. But I don't think there's going to be a crazy change. I don't think like Rico Lewis, Nunez, Kovacic, Doku, all of them start. If I had to pick two players to go for in FPL, Rico Lewis and Doku. Need two replacements for Smith and Badiashile. Lewis Hall an option. Zinchenko, Lamptey. Zinchenko, funny one with Zinchenko, he has been preferred or has been rotated with Kivor. So I wouldn't be too hot on Zinchenko because I still think there's going to be good rotation between him and Kivor. He started the last two games, came on in the second 45 minutes against Bayern. Maybe he does get the start, but I think because of their heavy fixtures, he still will get one or two more benches. I would probably go for, if you could, let's say the likes of Adalo. Lamptey, I'm not very sure on Brighton's defence. He might be good for this week because they play Burnley. But I just think going forward, there's some better options with better fixtures. And then, is Lewis Hall an option? Newcastle's defence isn't fantastic. But, yeah, Lewis Hall might be an option. Lewis Hall might be an option to pick up. Cheeky little one off the waiver. Some great fixtures. Hopefully he can get some attacking returns. He's actually got a 9 and a 6 in his last two games. So Lewis Hall, add him to the list. Nice little pickup. The only issue is that they've so many other injuries. That will they sustain this kind of decent run defensively? Next question. Grealish a hole now. Looks great last week. I think he's still a hold. In terms of him getting more minutes and being preferred left wing to Doku, I think Doku could be too erratic. I think that's, you know, Pep's getting to this stage of the season where it's like, I need to know my plan. And if you don't fit it, you won't start. So for the first time, I think Grealish is a decent pickup. I'm not saying that he's a bad player. I think he will get more minutes from now to the end of the season. They have some good fixtures. I think if he's on your waiver, definitely a pickup. I just think in terms of who's going to start this week, it probably might be Doku just because of the amount of time that Grealish has played. But yeah, Grealish is an actually okay option as long as you don't mind benches and rotation over the next while. I think he starts if there's, what, 7 fixtures left? I think he starts maybe 4 of them. You know, if he started 5, I'd be hands down going for him. So if he starts 4, it's probably a decent option, decent return, and hopefully he can get it on the score sheet. Next question. Manu over Barnes. Oh, a couple of weeks ago I said, don't look at Manu because he's CDM. And then he goes and smashes that worldly against Liverpool, which I didn't think of at the time. But Manu over Barnes, that's a very tough one. CDM guaranteed time over someone who's been rotated. Look, because I doubted him before, let's go with our boy Manu. And the fact that Barnes has been rotated. Barnes' fixtures are decent, but United play in that double. So I'm going to go with my boy Manu, and hopefully he proves me right this time. Let's see, will Haaland start? I presume Haaland will start. I think Alvarez will start with him. So yeah, I think Haaland will start against Luton. Unless he'd be, you know, I think he'd be disappointed. I think Haaland's under the impression he needs to get the golden boot again. So Haaland wants to play every game. I know maybe injuries and time and stuff like that might make an influence, but I think Haaland starts. Huang worth getting in? I definitely think Huang's worth getting in. Huang has a couple of weeks. I don't know if you can hear my belly ringing there. I need a bit of munch. I think Huang is definitely worth getting. He is at 75% of playing. Didn't feature last week, but I think he's going to be in the squad. If not, get game time this week. After that, absolutely unreal. Why wouldn't you want him in the squad? Ronan Tucker was the winner of our competition. So congrats to Ronan. Make sure you actually send us what jersey you want. We'll get it sent out ASAP Rocky. Jack said to pick Dara O'Shea, who ended up with -1 points. As asked last week, has he a clue? I'm going to defend Jaxie here and say that... Who are they playing? Everton. Dara O'Shea, bullet header, was written in the stars. Yes, Jaxie knows ball. Don't doubt him, Tucker. We must have a quiz. Tucker versus Jaxie. Because we've had a couple of doubts from Ronan Tucker over the last while. We need to get him put in his place. Jack Maloney has told me some of the most insane football facts that I've ever heard. So I have no doubt. What to do with Richarlison? Let him go for Gallagher, Sarabia, Johnson or Trossard on the waiver. Yeah, so Richarlison has had a setback over the last while, but I would still be keeping. I know they blank in 34, but they have two doubles after that. I just don't think... Gallagher, solid option. Sarabia, good option. Sarabia is probably the best of them. Johnson still will get rotated, and Trossard will still get rotated. I just think Richarlison has the higher upside of all those players. I think because of the way Spurs play, and hopefully the minutes he gets, I think Richarlison has the highest upside. I'll probably be sticking, and hopefully he gets back in the team this week. Drop Kelleher for Gerbic, who doubles in 34. Gerbic of Sheffield. Yes, I would be doing that. I would be doing that because I think Alisson will be back very, very soon. Therefore, you know, it's probably a good time to get rid. So yeah, I would be doing that. Who would you prefer? Huang, McNeil, Grealish? I would prefer Huang. I know McNeil is a good option. I'd probably put McNeil second and Grealish third just because Grealish will get rotated and I think McNeil is nailed. But Huang, again, has the highest upside of all three of those. Do you think Cunha will start? Yes, I think Cunha will start this weekend. Raya or Petrovic? Best defence in the league versus, you know, shaky Chelsea. I think that's a simple one. I'm going to go Raya. Next question we have... Excuse me, what type of dog is that? Oh, this is a response to my story. What type of dog is that? Looks a beaut. That is my girlfriend's family's Rottweiler, if anyone's interested. let's keep going. Should I remove Diaby and Richarlison, and who to bring in instead? I'd be keeping Richarlison, as I said. Should I remove Diaby? Diaby has been a bit of a roller coaster of a ride this year. Didn't start, gradually got game time, hauled, then started, got 1 minute against Brentford. He's a bit of a heartbreaker, this fella. If I was had Diaby, I'd be probably solidifying with the likes of an even a McNeil, the likes of a Grealish if we could, the likes of a Huang if somehow he was on your waiver. I would definitely be shoring it up. Diaby just gives me the creeps because every time I think he's going to do well, he doesn't and vice versa. Decore worth a punt on the waivers for Adingra. I like it. Yeah, again, with all these Brighton boys coming back, the likes of Adingra and all them, the value slightly decreases and you're just less likely of them or less confident in them starting. Is Rico Lewis worth a punt? Definitely. Roslev versus Reguilon, who you having? I think I have to have Reguilon if I had to put them up against each other. Roslev more nailed, but Reguilon more upside. So I think I'm going to have to go with that. Do you think Jota will start versus Crystal Palace or in the double? I think he starts one game in the double. That's my prediction. So yeah, I think one game in the double and then after that it'll kind of go back to normality where it's rotation. I think probably maybe the first game of the double. I can't predict, but I just don't think he starts this weekend. I think it comes slightly too soon. Maybe a feature for 10 or 15 minutes. I have a couple of Instagram messages, so I have to go to them and let's see what they are. My keepers are Kelleher and Verbruggen. Free agents Murick, Kaminsky, Pope, Alisson and Pope are supposed to return soon. What should I do? Bring in Pope for Kelleher now? Yes, I'd be looking to get rid of Kelleher. So a lot of questions in about Kelleher. let me see. Pope is expected back when? 27th of April, which is game week 35. Then you would get Sheffield, Burnley, Brighton, Brentford, and I'm nearly sure United have to be in there. Pope, as an early pickup, if you've listened this far, boom. Nice little pickup, Pope, early. I have Martinez and Kaminsky, another goalkeeping dilemma. Martinez and Kaminsky. Worth dropping Kaminsky for Ortega or Henderson, or maybe Kelleher. I would be dropping Kaminsky for Henderson. Henderson should be in for the rest of the season. Double game week. Palace, they have some tough fixtures, but they also have some easy ones. So hopefully get a couple of save shots in there. And yeah, I would go for my boy Henderson. Last one on Instagram, Ivan Toney or Wissa. I think you have to stick with Ivan Toney. I know he got rotated, but do not worry. They have an insane run of fixtures, and I feel like Tony's going to ball out. Another man, if I was hitting a wild card, I'd probably be putting him in with him. So boom, that is us for game week 33. And hopefully a lot of information on game week 34 as well. If you want your question answered, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, either in the question box or on direct messages, and hopefully we can get it to you, and hopefully we can get the right answer, more importantly. Thanks a million for all the support on all social media and listening to the podcast. FPL Draft Joe out. Boom.